This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
It's very sad to me to learn that the FBI, according to reports, is now scrubbing all evidence of a second shooter at Las Vegas. Engaging in what can only be called destruction of evidence or obstruction of justice, which of course is exactly what former FBI Director James Comey did when he covered up the crimes of Hillary Clinton and refused to prosecute her, even though he detailed the crimes that she actually committed, the violations of national security and so on. And the reason this is sad is because myself and many other Americans, we would love to have some institution to still believe in. We don't want the FBI to become another politicized, corrupt, fraudulent, junk science, political narrative pushing organization that lacks credibility. We don't want that. And there are a lot of good men and women who are in the FBI today and who have been in the FBI. I know some of them, and they are outstanding individuals, and they don't want to see the FBI go down this road either. They dedicate their lives to the FBI. And many of them did stop, violent crimes and serious criminals and con artists and even in the banking industry and so on. They've stopped a lot of crimes or sent a lot of people to jail and so on. And yet, we keep hearing these reports of the FBI scrubbing evidence, like people who turn their cell phones over to the FBI following the Las Vegas Mandalay Bay shooting. And then the FBI returns their cell phones to them, and all the photos and videos are scrubbed. What's going on? Why is the FBI deleting photos and videos off people's cell phones? It makes no sense. But you know what it echoes of? What it reminds me of? 9/11. Do you recall? I don't know if you're listening to this, if you're old enough to remember all this, but I remember it quite clearly. Not only were the Twin Towers hit, but of course the Pentagon was also hit. There was a giant hole blown in the side of the Pentagon. And this hole, we were told, the official narrative was that this was made by an airplane. And yet, the FBI, I believe it was the FBI, went around and confiscated every video in the city that could have caught that airplane on video. It was scrubbed. You couldn't find anything. There's nothing on the internet that shows an airplane hitting the Pentagon. In fact, it was such a cover-up that I did a little parody thing called something like the Pentagon was hit with a grilled cheese sandwich, where we did a little mock-up and we put a grilled cheese sandwich flying into the Pentagon, because it was all so ludicrous that every videotape had been confiscated by the FBI. And to this day, none of them have been released. To this day, 16 years later, no video released. Why is that? And the answer, of course, is because the official narrative contradicts something in the video evidence. There's something that they don't want us to see. And of course, there are theories out there that, maybe a missile hit the Pentagon, or maybe it was a different plane, or it couldn't have been a plane because there weren't holes where the wings would have been on the plane and so on. I mean, this goes way back, and I'm not here to debate the Pentagon strike, on 9/11. That's not the point. The point is the FBI confiscated all the video so that they could control the narrative. And now this looks like exactly what is happening with the Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas shooting. They're confiscating all the video so that they can control the narrative. And that's what's very frustrating about this. We only want, when I say we, I'm talking about real Americans. Real Americans. We only want the FBI to conduct an honest investigation and to be transparent about their findings. But we also know that the FBI has been engaged in systemic fraud in terms of forensic evidence. For example, for decades, the FBI ran a hair analysis laboratory that was then exposed later on, kind of in the last few years, exposed as being a complete science fraud. The hair analysis was faked. the FBI sent people to prison based on hair analysis, which is just completely bogus. It's not even a science. They look under a microscope and, oh, yeah, that hair looks like somebody else's hair. And then they throw them in prison and say, oh, it's a match. BS, man. Nonsense. There are even experts today that are questioning whether fingerprints can really identify an individual. Because there are people who share the same fingerprints, believe it or not, just because of chance. I mean, it's not an unlimited number of combinations of swirls and lines. There is a limited number, permutations, combinations. And some people share the same fingerprints. Not many. But if you take a fingerprint from a crime scene, you cannot scientifically narrow that to one individual on this planet. That is not scientifically valid, by the way. But that's beside the point. The hair analysis is totally loosey-goosey. The hair analysis is just pie in the sky. They're just making crap up. They're just fabricating it. And the FBI did that for decades. So those of us who are scientists like myself, I run an analytical mass spec laboratory. We do good science every day. We are internationally accredited and recognized. I am the co-author of a science paper published in a mainstream peer-reviewed science journal called LCGC, by the way. I am a guy who helped pioneer a method for quantitation of cannabidiols for medicinal CBD products. So I know my way around a lab, okay? And when I look at the hair analysis stuff that the FBI was running years ago, it's a joke. It's like kindergartners writing a recipe book for how to make a turkey on Thanksgiving dinner. That's what it reminds me of. Like children's cookbooks, you know, they're just total nonsense. You take a turkey, you put it in the oven at 1,000 degrees for 12 hours, you know, and that's like the FBI's hair analysis lab. You put a piece of hair under the microscope and you see if it's brown. It's like, really? This is the best science you people can come up with? You're the federal freaking government. You can't do better science than that. You know, I posted a video recently, a forensic acoustic analysis, where I took the time codes out of the acoustics files from the Las Vegas shooting, and I was able to determine the ranges of two different shooters just by, you know, analyzing the audio file and hearing the different frequencies of rounds hitting the pavement versus rifle reports from the distance. And it's a straight mathematical analysis, and yet I am hearing from people now all across the country that, like, that video on YouTube has had almost 1 million views at this point. I'm hearing from people everywhere. They're like, oh my God, that's amazing. How did you determine the range from the audio files? And then they watch it. They're like, yeah, they watch it again. And they're like, wow, I mean, it all makes sense. So why isn't the FBI doing that? I don't know. Why hasn't the FBI, you know, contacted me to say, hey, we could use your help on this. You obviously know a little bit about acoustics, forensics, analysis. You're a scientist. Why don't you help us out on this? Because I said I would volunteer, you know. Haven't heard from them on that point. That's too bad. I'd like to help them out. I'd like to catch the actual bad guys. And it's more than one. But you see, that's the point. That's why the FBI will never call me on this. Because they know I would find a second shooter. And they can't allow that to happen, it seems. It seems like this is becoming now an official government narrative of a lone gunman. And that's it. They're going to cover up everything that contradicts that. That's where it looks like this is going. It's very frustrating for us as Americans. You know, JFK got assassinated by more than just one lone gunman guy. You know, 9/11 was carried out. Building 7 was taken down, even though it wasn't hit by an airplane. There was obviously demolition. You know, the Pentagon got hit by something, probably wasn't an airplane. Where's the video? Now the Las Vegas shooting, it's the FBI's out there scrubbing all the video evidence and deleting videos from people's cell phones. What is going on here? Every time the government starts running around deleting evidence, there's usually something fishy going on. And that's my only point here. I'm just sick of it. You know, I love my country. I support law enforcement. I support local police. I am a law-abiding citizen. I want to live in a civilized society. I want people to obey some basic rules in society. I'm against the use of guns for violence or problem resolution and so on. And yet, here we go again, FBI covering up evidence. Another massive government-run cover-up. It's just disappointing. I'm tired of it. It's just, why can't anybody from Washington ever tell the truth anymore? That's the way most Americans feel, by the way. This isn't just me. This is almost universal across the country now. I could have this conversation with 100 people, 100 everyday Americans, and they would agree with me. Yeah, why is the government constantly lying to us about everything? Oh, you like your doctor? You can keep your doctor, right? The Obamacare lies. Oh, your health insurance costs are going to go down. No, they went up. I mean, it's just lie after lie after lie from Washington. And people are just sick of it. They want to have something to believe in, for God's sake. People want to believe in their country and in their government. And yet, the government just time and time again betrays them. The FDA working for the drug companies, the EPA polluting the rivers in Arizona. You know, the USDA selling out to the chemical pesticide industry. I mean, people are just tired of it. And this is why the whole system is probably going to be reformed, or people are going to vote everybody out of office, or something will happen. There'll be a reboot and everybody will just start over with a whole new system or something. Who knows? People are just sick of the lying, the deception, the cover-ups. And I'm sick of it too. You know, all we want is for government people to tell the truth, but that's too much to ask. They just can't. It's just not in their blood. They can never tell the truth to the public anymore. They just have to lie constantly. And that's what's sickening. It's just sickening. Can you think of any government institution that you believe in now that's telling the truth? I mean, and the media is lying all the time. Universities are lying to the students. The drug companies are lying constantly. Is anybody telling the truth anymore? That's the question at hand, because it sure looks like the FBI isn't. I mean, I hope I'm wrong. I hope the FBI comes out and lays out all the evidence and says, we solved this crime. Here's the evidence. Here it is. Full transparency. But so far, that doesn't seem to be happening. You can check out more of my work at healthrangerreport.com. I also run the website shootings.news, as well as naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening. I'm just an American like you. I just want to live in a country where we can be free, where we're told the truth for a change, and we can have some faith in the institutions that are supposed to be working on our behalf. But time and time again, it just looks like that's not the case. It's very sad.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.